Okay, now, to recap, let's go through kind of what we've covered so far. All right, now, can you tell me when Julius Caesar was assassinated? Come on, this is... Ides of March. Can you give me the year? Come on, we've covered this recently, as in the last few minutes. You can definitely get it. It was 44 BC. Ides of March, which is roughly the 15th of March, 44 BC. Now, can you at least tell me why the Senate decided to act and assassinate Caesar? Too powerful is kind of one way to put it. The Senate was worried that Caesar was going to try and basically proclaim himself king. There were a few incidents leading up to his assassination that had them particularly worried. At a festival, shortly before he was assassinated, he was, you know, standing up and Mark Antony placed a diadem, which is kind of like a small crown thing, on his head. Caesar removed it. Mark Antony put it back. Caesar removed it. The crowd did not seem particularly impressed, and later, when Caesar offered it and, you know, as a sacrifice to Jupiter, that, you know, he proclaimed that he alone was king, you know, the crowd cheered at that. But there's some kind of theory that basically he'd attempted this to see if there was any kind of popular public opinion for him to be crowned king, which, given how the crowd had reacted, was most definitely not the case. Is everything all right? You just look... Well, you just seem incredibly distracted. So would you care to tell me what's going on? Or would you rather continue to not answer questions about Caesar and his assassination and the continuation of the last of the Roman Republic for the brief time that it continued to exist after his assassination, before the rise of the first emperor of Rome? No. Well, I suppose we can cover how narrowly Mark Antony escaped assassination as well later. And how he fled to Egypt and that whole thing with Cleopatra, who has been mightily, you know, maligned by history. She was an incredible figure, very important one, a very powerful one. But one we all know as, oh, sexy Cleopatra. And she was a lot, lot more than that, and deserves to be remembered as a lot more than that. But that is a rant for another day. So, do you want to tell me what's got you so mixed up? Because you knew all of this stuff not too long ago, you know, like, God, even a couple of days ago, you would have been able to tell me the answer to most of this. I mean, all these questions have been pretty basic. Is it a case of you just not remembering or having a bad day, or have you not really been revising and going through this like you should have been? Well, I'll be honest, your performance today, and kind of yesterday as well, doesn't really show that you have been. I mean, when you asked me to tutor you, I was more than happy. You know, I've made time, I've made all these kind of resources for you to use as handouts, but you're not doing anything with them. Okay. No, I'm not saying I'm going to stop tutoring you. I'm just saying, look, if this isn't working out for you, you can tell me. Like, there's no point in us continuing this. Hey, it's okay. It's all right. Why don't you tell me what's actually wrong? Yeah, I remember. Vividly, actually. But yeah, I remember. It's nothing. Just, so what happened with him? Oh, that's awful. I'm so sorry. Oh, last night. I kind of saw it coming. Still, like, that's never a good thing, and it's not fun. I'm so sorry you've had to go through that. But make no mistake, it is absolutely his loss, not yours. I mean, you're this incredible, witty, funny, intelligent, just wonderful and stunning human being. You know, from the way you like tie up your hair when you're trying to focus on something, or when it gets in your eyes and you do that like little fluttery hand thing, to, you know, the care you show to those around you, the support you give them. You know, there's so many wonderful things about you that, like, he's going to miss out on. And that's him missing out. That's his fault, his problem. So, like, it's understandable to be sad, but, you know, maybe it sounds terrible, but he's going to be sadder in the long run. He'll never find someone else like you. No, I'm just saying, you know, he was incredibly lucky to get to be with you. And anyone would be incredibly lucky to be with you. You know, I'd just be really happy, you know? Like I was saying, like he'd definitely be happy that, you know, he was with you and he was a lucky man, and it's his loss. And I'm sorry that you guys broke up. What? Sorry, it all kind of tumbled out there. But, like, I meant it all, though. You're sweet, you're funny, you're kind, you're supportive, you're intelligent. You know, there's so much about you that's... Yeah, I know I'm tripping over my words a little bit, but yeah, there's just a lot to enjoy about having you as a friend, or I would imagine as having you as a girlfriend, you know? So yeah. But yeah, no, like if it's making it difficult to study, maybe we shouldn't do too much more studying today. No, I'm not feeling awkward or anything, no. Just, yeah, kind of. Probably said a little bit too much. I just meant you're going through a lot right now, and I probably just overwhelmed you a bit with, like, that. With what I said and things like that. No. Yeah, I think you might know what I was kind of leading into there. Well, not leading into, but like where that all came from. No, I don't know why you were with him. Well, I thought I knew why you were with him. He seemed like a nice enough guy. Like, good looking. Even I could admit that, like, but yeah, you seem like a good bloke, you know? No? Okay then. Why were you with him? I'm assuming you must have had, like, good reason, obviously. Like, don't just, like, get into relationships for the giggles. I suppose you do, but no. Anyway, sorry, mine starts kind of going for reasons. A bit nervous, maybe? I'm not really... Yeah, so why were you with him then? What do you mean? Yeah? Hold on. You decided to go on a few dates with him, see where it went, because you didn't think that I was interested. Whereas I didn't make any moves because I didn't think you were interested. And, like, you know, it's not fair if you make the move and make things awkward when obviously this other person isn't interested. Like, that's a me thing, not a you thing, you know? So hold on, this just... So you like me, and I like you, and we both thought the other one wasn't interested, which is ridiculous, because, like, how could anyone not be interested in you? I mean, you're amazing, you're incredible. Just spending time with you is intoxicating, and everything about you is... It's just like a sensory joy. that's a weird phrase, but go with the spirit of what was said, not necessarily the specific words. I know I've said that before. I'm just like, I'm processing, I've been obsessed with you. Like, you were this incredible creature who I am so lucky to have been around. And like I said, you were so smart. You are funny. Like, you've got this, like, such, like, wickedly quick wit. And I can't believe you were into me and I was into you. And we just entirely passed each other like ships in the night almost, because we thought the other person wasn't available for that. And like, that's just not true. And I'm just processing all of that. You seem much calmer about all of this than I am. So kudos on that. No, not so calm. Fair. I'm glad I'm not the only one who's like having a little moment to myself here. But yeah, I didn't really know what to say or what to do. I mean, I can think of a lot of things, but none of them helpful, like right now. Like I said, thinking of a lot of things, but now maybe not the best time to bring up. No, just like in this moment, I mean. Like, I'm sure we can discuss that like later. Yeah, I suppose. Suppose we could do. I mean, yeah, I suppose we could always discuss it now. But or we could just jump straight into it, then, I take it, yeah? Oh, fuck. I admit, kissing you is so much better than I ever could even imagine it would be. Oh, feel of your lips and taste of them. I mean, are you surprised? I mean, look at you, stunning. And you're all over me and kissing me, so yeah, I'm hard already. That's it. Do you like that? Just stroking my hard cock through my jeans.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.